Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to breaking free from the algorithm and rewiring your brain for laser focus. Buckle up, because today we're diving deep into a topic that's plagued me, you, probably half the planet. Perfectionism. Ever feel like you're constantly falling short of some imaginary standard? You know that feeling when even completing a simple task feels like scaling Mount Everest because your inner critic is screaming about every tiny imperfection? Well, let me tell you, you are not alone. Today, we're going to tackle this beast head-on and learn how to overcome perfectionism and silence those pesky self-critic voices. First things first, remember that striving for excellence isn't the enemy, it's a healthy ambition. The problem comes when that strive turns into an obsession with flawlessness, a fear of failure so crippling it paralyzes you from even starting. Think about it like this. Imagine your life as a delicious cake. It's meant to be enjoyed, savored, and shared. But if you spend all your time trying to make it perfectly smooth, perfectly symmetrical, with every crumb in its place, you'll miss out on the fun of baking, the joy of sharing it, and ultimately, the experience of enjoying the cake itself. So how do we break free from this perfectionism trap? Here are 5 golden nuggets to get you started. 1. Reframe your mindset. Instead of viewing mistakes as failures, see them as valuable learning experiences. Embrace the growth mindset, the belief that your abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. Remember, even the most successful people stumbled along the way, it's how they learn and grew. 2. Challenge your inner critic. That voice in your head whispering doubts and criticisms. Yeah, let's call a spade, it's often a bully. Learn to recognize its negativity and challenge its assumptions. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Would I say this to a friend? Often, the harsh self-talk is irrational and unhelpful. Treat your inner critic like that annoying guest who overstays their welcome, politely ask them to leave and focus on the positive. 3. Set realistic expectations. Let's be real, nobody's perfect. Trying to be can lead to burnout and disappointment. Aim for progress, not perfection. Celebrate small victories along the way and remember that every step forward is a win. Think of it like running a marathon you don't expect to win on your first try. You celebrate each mile completed, each obstacle overcome. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same understanding and empathy you would offer a loved one facing challenges. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance, flaws and all. 5. Focus on what truly matters. Life is too short to get bogged down by petty details. Prioritize your values, passions, and relationships. Invest your time and energy in things that bring you joy and fulfillment. Remember, true happiness comes from living authentically, not striving for an impossible ideal. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented writer who constantly struggles with self-doubt. She has this amazing story brewing in her head, but she spends weeks agonizing over every word, second-guessing every sentence. She gets so caught up in trying to make it perfect that she ends up procrastinating and eventually abandoning the project altogether. Sound familiar? This is perfectionism in action, a real roadblock to creativity and self-expression. But here's the kicker. When Sarah finally decides to just write imperfections and all, she discovers something amazing. The story flows effortlessly, her words come alive, and she finds joy in the creative process itself. So remember, perfectionism is a mindset, not an outcome. By challenging your inner critic, setting realistic expectations, practicing self-compassion, and focusing on what truly matters, you can break free from this limiting belief and unleash your full potential. We've covered a lot today, but the most important takeaway is this. You are worthy of love and acceptance, just as you are. Don't let perfectionism steal your joy, creativity, and courage to pursue your dreams. Remember, progress over perfection, every step counts. Now go out there, embrace your imperfections, and rock that beautiful, messy human life. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little dose of imperfection embracing motivation. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.